This is Lee Waters from the IWA at Port Meirion in Gwynedd, at the end of the Learned Society of Wales symposium. And I'm with Professor Annalee Saxinian from Berkeley University in California. You mentioned that Silicon Valley in the 1970s was itself a peripheral region, primarily exporting fruit. What can Wales learn from what happened there?
I think Wales can learn that you actually can change your fate much more quickly in this era than historically we understood it to be possible. So Silicon Valley in the last 50 years has become the globe's leading center of technology, software and hardware, and that really was built from virtually nothing.
And these are transferable lessons. There wasn't something, you said, mentioned there was something in the air.
Yeah.
In Silicon Valley.
Well, I think actually the advantage of having no industrial history made a big difference. The greenfield allowed them to experiment and create a set of organizational models that was very different. I mean, I think there's no question in my mind that it is impossible to replicate or to grow the next Silicon Valley. That won't happen. But I do think you can connect to it. And by connecting to it, you can benefit from it and become a partner or collaborate with it. We've seen that happen with Taiwan, with China, with India, with Israel, and all of those have become mutually beneficial collaborations.
And risk seemed to be a key part of the success, and the story we tell ourselves in Wales is that we're likely risk-averse.
Yeah. I think you need to create the institutions that make it easier to take risk, and those institutions are... There are alternative places to work. There are social benefits that make it easier to move around. There's venture capital that spreads the risk. And there's just a recognition that there's a lot of learning that happens from failure as well as from success.
And who should take the lead? Should this be something we expect the government to do, or should others take the lead?
I would not... Leave this only to the government. I think it needs to be a conversation between the private sector, the government, maybe universities. The main actors need to really get together and talk about what are the strengths of this economy and what are the potential places where you can start to build specialized capabilities that might connect to the global economy.
And you spoke also of the role of the diaspora, people who've left the home country and gone on to be successful elsewhere. What are the lessons there?
Well, this is one of the things that in the last 30 years has become strikingly important, is that technology has allowed people in diasporas to start to contribute back to their home countries. So we've seen Chinese diaspora, Indian, the Taiwanese, the Irish. And I think the lesson is that a diaspora can be a very powerful network in linking the home country and helping to change domestic institutions. They come back with a kind of status of having been overseas. They can help to initiate change and to then help transform an economy that otherwise might be locked into a set of habits, institutional models that are not change, not going to lead to dynamism.
And how do you mobilize that diaspora?
Yeah, I think the internet helps a whole lot. I think one of the reasons we're seeing diasporas mobilize so quickly is because they can communicate so quickly now around the globe. So I think the first step is just an internet-based kind of community. But then there need to be meetings. There need to be face-to-face interactions at some point. So that I would actually, if I were in the Welsh government, I would invite diaspora members back home, ask them to teach courses, ask them to advise policy, ask them to be part of the process. Once they become part of the conversation, they can transfer their knowledge and their sort of expertise as both insiders and outsiders in the place. And that's a really nice position for them to be in. And they can link the capabilities here to capabilities abroad and hopefully upgrade those in both places.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.